भयः सः नृसिंहरूपं कृत्वा भ्रमत् भ्रूकुटी धंष्ट्र कराल वक्त्रं दैतेन्द्रं आशु गदया अभिपतन्तं आरात् उरौ निपात्य विददार नखै स्फुरन्तं त्रैपिष्टपोरुभयहासनृसिंहरूपम् कृत्वा भ्रमद्भ्रुकुटितं श्रकरालवक्त्रम् दैतेन्द्रमाशु गदयाभिपतन्तमारात् ऊरौ निपात्य विददार नखै स्फुरन्तम् त्रैपिष्टपोरुभयहासनृसिंहरूपम् कृत्वा भ्रमद्भ्रुकुटिदं श्रकरालवक्त्रम् दैतेन्द्रमाशु गदयाभिपतन्तमारा ऊरौ निपात्य विददार नखै स्फुरन्तम् त्रैपिष्टपोरुभयहासनृसिंहरूपम् कृत्वा भ्रमद्भ्रुकुटिधं श्रकरालवक्त्रम् दैतेन्द्रमाशु गदयाभिपतन्तमारात् ऊरौ निपात्य विददार नखै स्फुरन्तम् त्रैपिष्टपोरुभयहासनृसिंहरूपम्
कृत्वा भ्रमद्भ्रुकुटिदं श्रकरालवक्त्रम् दैत्येन्द्रम् आशु
गदयाभिपतन्तमारात्
ऊरौ निपात्य विददार नखै स्फुरन्तम्
त्रैपिष्टपोरुभयहासनृसिंहरूपम्
कृत्वा भ्रमद्भ्रुकुटिदं शकरालवक्त्रम्
दैतेन्द्रमाशु गदयाभिपतन्तमारा
ऊरौ निपात्य विददार नखै स्फुरन्तम्
Anyone else? Hey.
Traipishtaporubhayasanrishimharupam
Kritva
brahmadrukutidam shakaralavatram
Kritva brahmadrukutidam shakaralavatram
शुभदयाभिपतन्तम् आराध्य
दैतेन्द्रमाशुभदयाभिपतन्तम् आराध्य
गुरौ निपातय विददारनखै स्फुरन्तम्
गुरौ निपातय विददारनखै स्फुरन्तम्
ष्टपोरुभयः
सनृसिंहरूपम्
कृत्वा भ्रमद्भ्रुकुटिदंष्ट्रकरालभक्त्रम्
भ्रमद्भ्रुकुटिकंष्ट्रकरालभक्त्रम्
दैतेन्द्रमाशुभदयाभिपतन्तमाराध्य
Traipishtapa, the demigods,
Urubayaha,
one who vanquishes great fears,
Saha,
he, the personality of Godhead, Narsimharupam, assuming the incarnation Narsimha. Kritva, doing so,
Brahmat,
by rolling,
Bhrukuti,
eyebrows,
Damstra,
teeth,
Karala,
greatly fearful,
Vaktram,
mouth.
Daitendram,
the king of the demons.
Ashu,
immediately.
Gadaya,
with club in hand.
Abhipatantam,
while falling down.
Arat,
nearby.
Urao,
on the thighs.
Nipatya,
placing on.
Vidadhara,
pierced.
Nakhai,
by the nails.
Spurantam,
while challenging.
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace,
Sri Bhaktivedanta
Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Translation.
The personality of God had
assumed the incarnation
of Narsimhadeva
in order to
vanquish the great
fears
of the
demigods.
He killed
the king of the
demons, Hiranyakashipu,
who challenged the Lord
with a club in his
hand.
By placing the
demon on his thighs
and piercing him
with his nails,
rolling
his eyebrows in
anger and
showing his fearful
teeth and mouth.
Purport.
The history
of Hiranyakashipu
and his
great devotee son
Prahlad Maharaj
is
narrated in the
7th canto of
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Hiranyakashipu
became very powerful
by material
achievements and
thought himself to
be
immortal
by the grace of
Brahmaji.
Brahmaji declined
to award him the
benediction of
immortality because
he himself is not
an immortal being.
But
Hiranyakashipu
derived Brahmaji's
benediction
in a roundabout
way,
almost equal
to becoming an
immortal being.
Hiranyakashipu
was sure
that he would not
be killed by
any
man or demigod or by any kind of known weapon, nor would he die in day or night. The Lord, however, assumed the incarnation of half man and half lion, which was beyond the imagination of materialistic demon like Hiranyakashipu, and thus keeping face with the benedictions of Brahmaji, the Lord killed him. He killed him on his lap so that he was killed neither on the land nor on the water nor in the sky. The demon was pierced by Narasimha's nails, which were beyond the human weapons imaginable by Hiranyakashipu. The literal meaning of Hiranyakashipu is one who is after gold and soft bedding, the ultimate aim of all materialistic men. Such demonic men, who have no relationship with God, gradually become puffed up by material acquisitions and begin to challenge the authority of the Supreme Lord and torture those who are devotees of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj happened to be the son of Hiranyakashipu, and because the boy was a great devotee, his father tortured him to the best of his ability. In this extreme situation, the Lord assumed the incarnation of Narasimhadev, and just to finish the enemy of the demigod, the Lord killed Hiranyakashipu in a manner beyond the demon's imagination. Materialistic plans of godless demons are always frustrated by the all-powerful Lord. ओम ज्ञानचंद्रंदस्य धनंजनश्लाखय चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत श्रीवास्ती गौरव। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम हरे राम 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 साधु साधु। हरे कृष्ण। द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड assumed the incarnation of Narasimhadeva in order to vanquish the great fears of the demigods. He killed the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, who challenged the Lord with a club in his hand. By placing the demon on his thighs and piercing him with his nails, rolling his eyebrows in anger and showing his fearful teeth and mouth. Here, this Narasimha Rupam, this is very important in this verse. Why it is important? Because, what's going on? Why it is important? Because Hiranyakashipu had never imagined that Lord can assume such kind of form and kill him. Here Prabhupada in the purport again and again, two times at least he says, which was beyond the imagination of a materialistic demon like Hiranyakashipu. And there also in the end you see here, Lord killed Hiranyakashipu in a manner beyond the demon's imagination. So Hiranyakashipu, he thought he will become immortal by taking benediction from Brahmaji in a roundabout way. I should not be killed by this way, I should not be killed by that way, I should not be killed in day, night, nor inside house, nor outside house, nor on the land, nor in the air, nor by any human being, nor by animals, nor by demigods, nor with any weapon made by human beings. So in this way he tried in every possible way he could think that he should not be killed. So he thought himself to be very intelligent, most intelligent person in the creation. So most of the demons, they think like that. We are very intelligent, more intelligent than God. So most of the modern society works on these principles, in the principle that we are very intelligent than God. We can solve all the problems of the world, all the problems of everyone, just by our own intelligence. So in this way, they think themselves to be more intelligent than God. So same Hiranyakashipu mentality. So anyway, here you see, but Lord is more intelligent than anyone else in the creation, including Hiranyakashipu. He assumed such a wonderful form, and Narsimha Rupam. Here in this verse also, Kritva Brahmad Bhrukuti Damsha Karala Vakram. Basically, this verse speaks about that incident of killing Hiranyakashipu, and especially the form of Lord Narsimha at that time. You know how he was. So, Brahmad Bhrukuti, his eyes were rolling. And Dhamstra Karala Vaktram, and teeth were greatly fearful, and his mouth also. Vaktram means mouth, Karala means greatly fearful. This Karala word applies to both Dhamstra and Vaktram, his teeth, and Vaktram, of course, his rolling eyes also were very fearful. So in this way, Lord's form is explained, particularly at the moment when he tore off the chest of Hiranyakashipu. So Prabhupada, when he explained this Narsimha Stuti, you know, Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Shringa Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubranga. So Kamalavare, your lotus hands, his hands are just like lotus. Obviously lotus is very soft, right? Very soft, very pleasing. But still, Nakam Adbhuta Shringa, nails are just like thunderbolt. You see, this is Adbhuta, Adbhuta wonderful. This is astonishing. And here this is even beyond the imagination of, for even Hiranyakashipu, for us also it is very astonishing. He Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam. He has lotus-like hands, but thunderbolt like nails are there. So all the, it is said, all the contradictions can be reconciled within the Lord. That is Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. So simultaneously, Lord can have two extreme qualities, extreme features, simultaneously. That is possible only in the Lord. In this way, he has lotus-like hands, but thunderbolt-like nails are there. So, and for Hiranyakashipu also, it was beyond imagination, because he never expected that Lord can assume such a form. And especially this half lion, half man, human being form. Because Hiranyakashipu, he had taken benediction from Brahmaji that I should not be killed by animal also, I should not be killed by human beings also. So in the purport beginning, you see, Prabhupada says, the history of Hiranyakashipu and his great devotee son Prahlad Maharaj is narrated in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's discussion between Parikshit Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu, Shukdev Goswami. Shukdev Goswami had, because in the 6th canto there was this lot of discussion about fight between demons and demigods, and how Lord Vishnu favored demigods. And Parikshit Maharaj, he felt that, of course, he knows everything, but still, as a matter of, he wanted to inquire from Shukdev Goswami, so that Shukdev Goswami speak more about the Lord. And we all get benefit by that, because we may have such kind of doubts. It appears that Lord is partial. So then Shukdev Goswami quoted conversation between Yudhishthir Maharaj and Narad Muni. So after Rajasuya sacrifice, Yudhishthir Maharaj saw, you know, in Rajasuya sacrifice, you all know that Krishna killed Shishupala and Dantavakra. So especially Shishupala, everyone could see that Shishupala's Atma entered into the body of the Lord, entered into the body of the Lord. So how is that he, although he was such a great demon, he was given liberation. So of course it is Sayuja Mukti. From Vaishnava point of view it is not, but it is some kind of liberation. Where there are no material miseries are. Material miseries are not there in Sayuja Mukti. He was given Sayuja Mukti. So this was surprising for Yudhishthir Maharaj. We all know that there is one of the 64 qualities of Lord is that. What is that? That is the one of the qualities. He gives liberation even to the demons whom he killed. Hatari Gati Dayaka Swarupa. No one remembers. Hatari Gati Dayaka. Right? Remember, no? Hatari Gati Dayaka. One who gives liberation to whom he kills. Or Lord Vishnu, whomever he kills, he gives them liberation. So that basically he kills demons and enemies. So this quality was supposed to be elaborated there. So Narad Muni elaborated on this, that how Lord gives liberation even. So that's why discussion of Hiranyaksha. Shukdev Goswami said that I have already discussed Hiranyaksha and Lord Varaha, Dev's avatara in the third canto of Bhagavatam. Now I will discuss about Hiranyakashapu. So then in this way he elaborated on this quality of Hatari Gadidayaka by quoting conversation between Yudhishthir Maharaj and Narad Muni in the after Rajasuya sacrifice. So then all this discussion of Hiranyakashipu, how he tortured Prahlad, and how he performed austerities, and how he took benediction from Brahmaji, all these things came. And so he also discusses that how Lord appeared, Narasimhadeva appeared in a very wonderful form. And here this verse is speaking about how Lord appeared in wonderful form, half lion, Narasimha Rupam. Half lion and half man form, wonderful form. So there also in, so Narad Muni or Shukdev Goswami, so they describe, they give more details about so the form of Lord Narasimhadeva, the wonderful form of. So I will just read those verses, 2-3 verses are there. So in these 2-3 verses, this wonderful form of Lord Narasimhadeva is describes. Canto 7, Chapter 8. Title is The Lord Slays the King of the Demons. This title is very suitable for this verse because here he is slaying Hiranyakashapu. So text number 17. Satyam Vidatum. This is very sweet verse and very famous. Not so famous, but very sweet and nice words which speaks about the appearance of Lord Narasimhadeva. Satyam vidatum nijabratya bhashitam vyaptim cha bhuteshva kileshu chatmanah adrishyatathyad bhutarupam udvahan stambe sabayam namragam namanusham. To prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial, in other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. So, Satyam Vidatum Nija Bratya Bhashitam. To make the words of his pure devotee, Nija Bratya, he is pure devotee, true. व्याप्तिं च भूतेषु अखिला अखिलेषु च आत्मना दैट ही इज प्रेजेंट ही इज स्प्रेड इन ऑल द लिविंग एंटिटीज सो दिस वाज द क्वेश्चन ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु राइट दैट डज योर गॉड प्रेजेंट एवरीवेयर इज ही प्रेजेंट इन दिस पिलर आल्सो सो लाइक दैट ही हैड आस्क्ड So then Prahlad, yes, he is present everywhere. He is present in your heart also, in my heart also, in the heart of all the living entities. He is present in this pillar also. So just to make his words true, then Lord Narasimhadeva appeared. Sometime it is also discussed. So Lord assumed this adrishyata thadbhuta rupam udvahan. So adrishyata Tha, before it never seen this kind of form was and adbhutam rupam so and what was it stambe sabayam na mrugam na manusham he appeared in the pillar of that hall sabha but na mrugam na manusham neither he was human being nor animal so this was adbhuta rupa So sometime it is also discussed, this verse is understood in another way. Because Brahma had promised that, oh, you will not be killed by human being nor animal. So like that he had given words, you know, right? Brahma had given benediction to Hiranyakashipu. To make his words, he assumed such a wonderful form. So... That is, so sometimes this verse is understood like that. So, stambe sabayam na mrugam na manusham. And particularly here, for today's verse discussion, this adbhutam rupam na mrugam na manusham, this is very important. That it was a very wonderful form, neither it was animal nor human being. So here Narasimha Rupam word comes. Neither human being nor Narasimha he is. Half lion, half man incarnation. So in this verse, in the 17th verse of 7th canto, 8th chapter, it speaks in a negative way, Na Mrugam Na Manusham, but in a positive way here, Narasimha Rupam is told. So, and then... Hiranyakashipu and Lord Narasimhadeva before previously that so there is a description of how there was a loud sound when Lord Narasimhadeva appeared so that loud sound even demigods became fearful and Hiranyakashipu and all the demons became very fearful so then Hiranyakashipu, he looks around to find the source of the sound. And then he saw that again, sasatvamenam parito vipashyan stambasya madhyadanu nirchihanam nayam rago napi naro vichitram Aho kim yetan ramagendra rupam. So more elaborately in the next verse. So again it says that Hiranyakashipu tried to find out the source of that sound. Then he saw this vichitra here. Previous verse adbhutam rupam it was shown. Now this verse vichitram word comes. Nayam rago napi naro. It was vichitra. It was wonderful, astonishing. Why? Because it was not mraga nor nara. Aho kim yetan ramagendra rupam. So then Hiranyakashipu was wondering, aho, alas, what kind of living being it is. The form both a man and king of the beast. Ndram mraga indra rupam. Ndra means human being. Mraga Indra means lion. Lion is considered as king of animals. So what is this? Hiranyakashipu wondered, what is this creature that is half man and half lion, Prabhupada translates. So in this way, in the purport of Mudas, Prabhupada explains. This is relevant. Again, I will come back to this point. So Prabhupada, he explains that Mudas, they cannot understand when Lord appears. Avajananti ma Muda, manushim tanum ashritam, param bhavam ajananto mamu bhuta maheshwaram. So Mudas, materialistic men like Hiranyakashipu, they don't understand when Lord appears in such wonderful forms. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, he says, you see here, param bhavam ajanantaha. Yeah, before that, demons cannot understand the omnipotence of the Lord. They simply compare the Lord to one of them. Avajananti ma muda manushim tanum ashritam. Mudas, rascals, think that Krishna is an ordinary human being who appears for the benefit of other human beings. Param bhava bhajananta. Fools and rascals and demons cannot realize the supreme potency of the Lord. But he can do anything and everything. Prabhupada again and again, he is also taking pleasure in condemning all these materialistic people and demons. Again and again, rascals, mudas, in 2-3 lines. Indeed, he can do whatever he likes. When Hiranyakashipu received benedictions from Lord Brahma, he thought that he was safe, since he received the benediction that he would not be killed either by an animal or by a human being. He never thought that an animal and human being would be combined so that demons like him would be puzzled by such a form. This is the meaning of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's omnipotence, like that. And next 3-4 verses, then how Lord Narasimhadeva's features are explained, how he was looking. Like here some, because, you know, this is just in one verse, all these one verse is dedicated to one avatar, the second canto of avatar, and like first canto. So, but here, in one line, some 2-3 words, Brahmad Brukuti Damsha Karala Vaktram, in one line it is told. But here 3-4 verses describe the features of Lord Narasimhadeva. I'll just read and then we'll end here.
Mimam samanasya samuttito grato Narasimha rupastadalam bhayam bhayanakam pratapta chami karachandalochanam spurat shatakeshara jambitananam karaladhamsham karavala chanchala kshuranta jivvam brukuti mukolbhanam stabdhordvakarnam girikandaradbhuta vyathasyanasam hanubeda bhishanam divis prashatkaya madirga pivara Griboru vakshastalamalpa madhyamam Chandram sugaurai shuritam tanurahe Vishvagbujani kashatam nakayudam Durasadam sarvanijatarayayuda Praveka vidravita daitya dhanavam.
Hiranyakashipu studied the form of the Lord. Now this description is according to what Hiranyakashipu saw, form of the Lord. Trying to decide who the form of Narasimhadeva standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled molten gold. So eyes were just like molten gold, yellowish. Or it's like red, molten gold. Generally gold is yellow, but when it melts, it becomes little reddish, orange. His shining mane means, you understand? Those hairs around his. Which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face. You see, now also, if you see Lord Narasimha's form in Mayapur. Actually, the deity form, deity is not so big here. Just some 2-3 feet, 2.5-3 feet. But compared to his form, the face looks very
broad. Why? Because this may same description here, you see. His shining mane which expanded the dimension of his fearful face. You have seen the picture of Mayapur Narasimhadeva? So next year we'll all go there. So his deadly teeth and his razor sharp tongue which moved about like a dueling sword. His ears were erect and motionless, and his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick, so his chest broad, his waist thin. There are some pictures of this. We see that, huge. In front of him, Hiranyakashipu is looking very small. But actually, Hiranyakashipu also was very huge. In Satyayuga, people used to be very huge. Very huge. Now, Kali Yuga, as it is progressing, jivas are becoming small, small, small. They are not growing only. Like Kunji Bihari is not growing. Most of these small boys, you see. When we were of their age, we were very big. But such Hiranyakashipu looked very insignificant before, because Lord's form was touching the sky. His jaws parted fearfully and his entire body touched the sky. If you go to the place where Lord Narasimhadeva appeared, Ahovilam, some 2-3 years back we went there. So sometime we'll go there. So the place where Hiranyakashipu's palace was there, it is very high on the mountain, very high. For them it was just climbing a little bit, for us it is too high. So, his neck was very, his jaws parted fearfully and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick, his chest broad, his waist thin. And the hairs on his body as white as rays of the moon. His arms, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues, and atheists with his conch shell, disc, club, lotus, and other natural weapons. So this was the form of the Lord. Okay, we'll stop here. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Any questions, comments? Jayadeva Goswami's, and first portion is from Narasimha Purana, I think. It is given in song book. It's not there, it is there, in the song. Check. Any other question? One of the Puranas it is from. Prabhupada gave that. Of course, nowadays they have added Jain. So many other things before and after, like that, they add so many things. Prabhupada gave that. Namaste Narasimhaya and this Tavakarakamalavare. You can sing this. Like that. Prabhupada first gave this when he was sick. He asked his disciples to pray to Lord Narasimhadeva. Not that Prabhupada was fearful of death. But Prabhupada, he tells his disciples, how you should pray. My Lord, if you want our spiritual master to become well, let him become well, like that. Like that. They prayed like, we want our spiritual master to guide us. So in that way, because generally pure devotees are not bothered about this body, protecting this material body, which is anyway going to go away. Okay. It's not here. I think it was there. Somewhere it I have read. It's
where this original pastime
was? Where this?
Original pastime.
Narasimhadeva took place in Ahovilam. Sometimes they say that it happened in Afghanistan also, some place in Afghanistan. How we understand that? Lord Narasimhadeva has appeared many times. So different times when he appears, there would be some changes in the pastimes of the Lord. Every time when Lord appears, when Krishna appears, or when Lord Narasimhadeva appears, or Rama appears, some differences would be there. So both places are possibilities. When Prabhupada was asked, you little bit think, sometimes you go on asking, interrupting. So when Prabhupada was asked, he quoted, Ito Narasimha, Parato Narasimha, Yato Yato Yami, Tato Narasimha. Lord Narasimha is here also and here also. Everywhere. Yeah, now you ask more. You wanted to say.
Indra, what is happening in Indra Loka?
They say, it is possible that he can appear there also. Lord is free to appear anywhere. There is no rule that he should appear here only. In 4th chapter in Yada Yada Dharma Se Parpat Prabhupada answered this. No? Lord appears in other places also, not only in India, outside India also. And India means what it is now. Now this India is there, but before India means whole world it is. Right? Bharatavarsha means. Any other questions? Okay, Hare Krishna. He appeared in Yadagiri Gutta also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. I don't know which yuga because I just heard the story, I didn't read the... Recently in BTG one article had come on this, Yadagiri Gutta. Some few months back I have seen, so 4, 5, 6 months back. Or maybe a year back also. Someone has written. Anything else? You can find out that which yuga he appeared. Dates, history. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sorry, I took 5 minutes more. No, 9:25 is okay. It should end in 9:25. If we start at 8:30, maybe 9:20, 9:20. 50 minutes class. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.